Kenny Hodge Podcast.
You're quite hostile.
I've got a right to be hostile. Man, my people been persecuted.
Yo, Kenny, take the filter off. Yo, tell them how you feel right now, son. Yo, tell them how you feel. Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge. I had to drop a little Public Enemy to get a little atmosphere in the studio this morning. I want to talk to you again from inside me. This is just Kenny Hodge talking to whomever will listen. Post office, I for the life of me, I cannot understand you. You are in the middle of a crisis, but yet you give your employees a hard way to go on issues that should be relatively easy. And yes, I'm speaking directly in reference to guidance sent out from headquarters about the availability of additional leave, but yet at the level which the employee works, it is a catastrophe. If I was Cedric the Entertainer, I'd have to say, God damn, dawg. It wasn't supposed to be this hard. Let me tell you, I have assisted this past week in three separate instances where employees were requesting emergency sick leave. And let me tell you something, on three separate times, they were handled differently, and it progressively got worse. And I want to give compliments right now to the manager of labor relations. We'll just call him Jay. Once one request was sent to him, employee was handled, no problem, no harm, no foul. We kept going. I got a happy employee, there's a happy employee, or happier employee, because guidance was followed, and what she was entitled to, she received. Now, I've got another instance where it did not go to Jay, and what the employee had to go through, again, I'm sure it was not the intention of the CEO or the COO, chief executive officer, and the chief operating officer, that employees should have to go through this hardship in order to get time off to care for themselves or someone directly related to them as a result of COVID-19. I want to say, without going into a lot of details, I had an employee have her 3971 not be accepted because the employee did not put their phone number on the 3971. Now, never mind that there's a box there that you can check to say no call, but because an employee did not put a phone number on a 3971, it had to be sent back for additional information. Is that what we call taking care of people? And I have to wonder, would the CEO and the COO, would they be okay if they knew that this is how guidance from headquarters relating to additional leave for employees, I wonder if they would be satisfied in knowing this is how the guidance is being implemented. And I also want to say, if the post office is going to implement changes to the way you submit these documents, then why don't you let the employees know? See, because right now when I need it, that's not the time for me to be made aware of additional requirements. If you let me know in advance, then I can provide that to you as requested. That's not a difficult task. But if you don't inform the craft, the employees, that there's been a change to how documents are to be submitted, how are they to know? And if I'm already in a stressful situation, right now is not the time to add additional stress by telling me, well, you're now submitting this improperly. Yeah, podcast audience, I want you to know, I think I sat some meetings this week that were just bullshit. I'm sorry, I don't know any other way to phrase that. And when I say I sat in some meetings, let me tell you, I enjoy the fact that I keep myself apprised of postal rules, regulation, contracts, and all crafts, that I keep myself in a position that I'm available to help any employee who requires my assistance. I don't know any other way to put that. Why I do it because I can do it, and I think I'm very good at doing it, and I do it because somebody has got to be there to help our craft members when basic avenues fail. And that somebody right now, if you're in the Columbus area, I'd like to be that somebody. And I only explain that so when you hear me say I sat in meetings or I was a part of something involving employees, I don't represent any union. I act independently. And again, I encourage all employees, again, seek your union assistance. That's where your first move should be. And hopefully they will take care of the situation for you. So again, I'm not anti anybody. Once again, I have a skill set and using it is what I'm going to do. So here we go. And when I say using it, when I speak in this manner to the post office in making employees aware of situations like guidance not being followed from headquarters, I go back to my past, and as everyone in the post office kind of knows, I was former management, and I want to say I understand to this day how it's supposed to be done. Now, never mind I'm not there, but I understand the way it's supposed to work, and when I don't see it work that way, then I'm available to help employees, assisting the post office in doing what it is the post office said they would do. And just to further accentuate the fact that I am an independent, I say to the post office, do you realize that in Columbus, Ohio, you have a grossly understaffed, underutilized universal mail sorter? If you would put focus on it and staff that piece of equipment, you would be amazed at what it can do. And the only reason I say you would be amazed, you know what it can do. That's why you purchased it, but you have become so comfortable with not utilizing it to its full capacity. You have your apps machine. Again, that equipment, those pieces of equipment can process mail at the rate that you probably always wanted it to, but now it's important that you address that, because as you begin to shift operations, because at some point you're going to have to change how you deliver mail. You're going to have to change your time limits on what you deliver. And if right now we're talking about delivering essential needs to people through the mail, those needs are 9 out of 10 times in packages. So you have to understand that the focus for you should be more on packages right now. And of course, we want to maintain first class letters and first class flats for some period of time. In other words, we become a first class and package operation. But again, any employee in the post office who has the universal sorter and an apps, the L shape or any of the other ones, you know, you can put a variety of mail on there. Second class magazines may not be at the top of my list right now, but you can put a variety of mail on there and slide yourself right back in to the package delivery business, which you so adamantly want anyway. You know, those two pieces of processing equipment, those systems are like Lamborghinis, but you choose to drive it like a Yugo with the spare tire on. But in order to do that, that means you have to treat people, I don't know, kind of decent. So let's just move right on to the next topic. So to all the postal employees who hear this podcast, just know that the guidance from headquarters with respect to absence from work, being lenient in that respect, I want you to know that it is being followed. Even though right now you may have to put up a little administrative bout to get it done, but it is being done. So if that is something that you need, do not shy away from it, because the Postal Service is going to put up unnecessary hindering blocks. But if you need it, apply for it, use it. Hopefully headquarters will reestablish what it is they want done. And if they want to add additional requirements to get it done, then that will be forthcoming. I have confidence in postal headquarters, not so much at the level we work, but up at headquarters level, I have confidence that they're going to do the right thing. We just have to be concerned with ensuring that we are adamant that the right thing is being done, it's being followed. And if it's not, then we have to open our voice and let headquarters know that their managers are not following guidance coming from the top. Have a great day. And as always, Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, I want to keep you informed. I want you to understand that I'm going to be a voice on both sides of the table. I sit in the middle of the table. And if it's right, then and you are entitled to it. If you need my assistance, then I make myself available to assist you. Have a great day, and let's be safe and be ever vigilant with respect to hygiene at work, hygiene at home. And again, let's take every precaution that we can to ensure that we assist in having a safe and sanitary work environment.
To be hostile. Man, my people been persecuted.